They're supposed to run to the northeast, right? So you run to Joseph Stalin. So it was a tremendous question, what to do. And which was solved in a variety of different ways by different Gedolim who advised Jews what to do, and that's a subject for another discussion. But in any event, what everybody agreed was the place to come to was Vilna. All the Rosh Yeshivas came to Vilna because, first of all, Vilna for a while was independent. No one knew what was going to happen in Vilna. Of course, in June 1940, it lost its independence and it became Russian. But meanwhile, it had been independent for a while. Everyone was hopeful that was the one place where they could seek refuge, and it had Reb Chaim Eiser, which I indicated was the key man who would keep the yeshivas going. So the Kamenetz yeshiva came here. That's where Baruch Be'er came with the Kamenetz yeshiva. Reb Aaron Kotler came with the Kletzky yeshiva. Everybody was running. The Germans were coming. Everybody knew the Germans were coming. Everybody had to flee for their lives. The place to come to was Vilna. And indeed, you heard about, you'll hear a lot more about the miracles that occur here and how Jews were able to leave Vilna and made their way to Shanghai and so on. So Vilna was a haven for all the Jews, for all the Rosh Yeshivas, and many of them died here. For Baruch Be'er Leibowitz died here. He wasn't killed here. He died here in 1940. Reb Chaim Eiser died here in 1940. As a matter of fact, the Marcheshes died here in 1940. And Reb Shimon Shkup died here in 1940. They all died.
All these Levites were as big as Reb Chaim Eiser.
And many other people, you know. Yeah. Many other famous Rabbanim died, weren't killed, died either at the beginning of the Holocaust or during the Holocaust. Only other word I'll say here is that in 1933, we're going to be in Rodin. When? Tomorrow? Near Tishem? Tomorrow. Chavetz Chaim died in 1933. There were two of the greatest tzaddikim. One was the Chavetz Chaim, and one was Reb Chaim Eiser. Chavetz Chaim died in 1933. Who came to power in 1933? Hitler. And Reb Chaim Eiser died in August 1940. And that was the end. Nazi Holocaust takes over, destroys the whole Germany. These two great tzaddikim died. There was no one left. It's all over.
When are we going to
Okay. No, we're not going to Vilna. It's the wrong direction. Sorry. What? Dwidz is due northeast, very far from here. Another trip.
Okay. What were the Levites like of Baruch Be'er and Shimon Shkop? They big?
No. Very small. Those by that time were already no one around.
Alana wanted to ask you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Nazis destroyed the community here.
We're going to see the evidence for that, and we'll talk about it. They established a ghetto here. They established a two-part ghetto here. We're going to walk through it. We'll see the evidence of that. 70,000 Jews, at least, were put to death. Not here. There was just like Treblinka, what Treblinka was to Warsaw, Ponari was to Vilna. We're going to go to Ponari. We'll be there. That's where the Vilna Jews, if they didn't die in the ghetto itself, from starvation and from forced labor, they were taken and then shot to death in Ponari.
How many Jews were in the ghetto?
70,000. 70,000 Jews.
Were in the ghetto? In the Vilna?
Yeah, even more than that were in the ghettos. There was a concentration camp in Vilna. We're not going to go. You forgive me, we can't do everything. But all there is a memorial sign over that was recently put up there. One of the survivors of that camp came back here and put up a memorial sign at a small concentration camp in Vilna where about 800 people were died. Now, Nebuch, given the places we're visiting and what we're seeing, we're talking in terms of tens, thousands, and millions, we can't take the time to go to a place where 800 Jews died. Mm-hmm. But right here in Vilna, there was a camp where 800 Jews were put to death.
Didn't a lot of Jews come from, they brought you from the small surrounding towns to the ghetto in the larger cities? Did they bring the Jews from the...
Jews from, that's why there were more than 70,000. There were 70,000 Jews living in Vilna. There were more Jews, of course, as the war broke out and as the Nazis were moving eastward and so on, Jews ran to Vilna. So there were many Jews here. And unfortunately, many were put to death. Vilna was decimated. There was nothing left of Vilna. And the community that was reconstituted after the war is essentially not really a Vilna community.
Was there any kind of uprising of sorts in Vilna?
Oh, absolutely. It was. Absolutely.
We'll
talk about some. We'll read about some. There was an underground. There was a Jewish partisans. That's why we know a lot about it. There were people who survived, not many, but a few survivors, who told the story of great heroism and how they fought the Nazis. Absolutely. There were revolts here and partisans, but there wasn't much you could do against Nazi forces. Yeah, we spoke Ayiz.